Today I'm speaking to an Everton fan who is a current season ticket holder, and his name is
Simon Churchill.
What's your date of birth, Simon?
14/5/75. I'm 35.
Were you born locally?
I was born in Hythe, yeah, home.
In Liverpool?
Yeah.
Well, first question, how long have you supported Everton for?
Well, I'm 35 now, so tempted to say 35 years. However, probably knowledgeably about 30 years, probably.
Yeah. And why Everton?
My family supported Everton, so it was inherent that I was going to support them. Shoved down my throat from early age. Also, first school friends supported Everton, oddly enough, so it was always in my blood.
Did you go to the match with your friends?
Later on, we were all junior Evertonians. We used to get the bus and go in Lower Gladys Street. But initially, my dad used to take me to the match. We used to sit in the upper Gladys with my brothers.
Can you remember the first game you ever went to?
First game I went to was Everton Man United at home. I think it was 83. I think it was a good introduction because it was a 3-3 game. Oddly enough, the player that sticks out in my mind, which is probably not... probably a bad thing, was Steve Coppell. He's the guy I kind of remember most from that game. I think he scored a couple of goals. Well, that was my first game, yeah.
Can you remember anything about the match experience when you actually first saw the Goodison Park pitch when you came up into the stands?
Yeah, I just remember the noise and just all seemed really, really big. When you're only, you know, I was only 7 or 8 at the time, so everything seemed really big. No real.
Who did you go with?
I went with my dad, and I think my older brother Mark. I think the two of us went. Maybe my granddad as well. I think might have gone.
Right. Do you remember how you got there?
I would have thought my dad probably drove.
Yeah. And it was a pretty good game.
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember it. I say it was a 3-3 match, so I don't remember loads. I probably spent most of the match looking around at all the people.
But after that experience, did you want to go again? I really enjoyed
it. I was hooked there. I didn't quite understand what it was all about, but I knew it was something that I liked.
Yeah. So during the time you've been going to the match now, Sam, which is how long?
Well, from that first match, probably about, 27 years. Yeah.
Have you a favourite player of that period?
Well, probably, you know, I was quite fortunate that when I was going to school and everything, Everton were really successful in the mid-80s to late-80s. So favourite player at that time was Trevor Stephen. I just remember him bombing down the right, and I could have picked anybody, but he sticks on my mind as being my favourite player because I used to play that position myself at school, so kind of...
So you actually went to one of Everton's most successful periods, didn't you, really, in the 80s?
Yeah, I mean, I was spoilt. Everton were fantastic, and you just, you know, the expectations were high then forever because they were so good at that time that you thought, you know, you couldn't understand it when they weren't winning things later on in your life. But they were fabulous, yeah.
So that was that time when you were a youngster going to the game, and obviously... You started to go with your friends and school friends later on, and you're still a season ticket holder now. So who would you say are your favourite players in the current team?
Current favourite players? Obviously, you know, Arteta's a great player, and Tim Cahill. You know, there's quite a few actually, P&R, but probably my favourite player at the moment is Jagielka. Just think he's immense. He's just a fabulous centre half. I was probably guilty, maybe giving him a bit of stick when he first arrived. He was playing in midfield, out of position. But at centre half, he's come to his own. He's fabulous. He could have slotted into any team throughout the era. I think he's just got everything.
Yeah. Have you ever met any players?
I've met players before. Yeah, we used to have a. Go to the Everton Open days when I was a kid. Also, oddly enough, my dad had a video shop when we were younger, and Neville Southall was a member. I remember him coming into the shop with his dogs. So, yeah, I've met quite a few, actually. And then with my job as a paramedic, I've been fortunate enough to work matches and sit in the dugout Oh. I've met players there.
And what's the experience of working in a football match as a paramedic? Are you detached from it, really?
You try to be, but you're not really. It's difficult. You have to sit in the away dugout as well. I remember being sat next to Graeme Taylor, Aston Villa game. It was one of my first experiences of working at the match. And I remember Everton scored, and I was half up. And then I remember where I was and who I was sat next to. I managed to control myself. But yeah, it's really, really good, actually. I don't do it so much anymore with having my season ticket, but yeah, really good experience, different.
Did you get caught up with the manager's histrionics and the players and the whole atmosphere being in the dugout?
You do, you try. You try not to, though. I mean, there's fellas worse than me who do the match, you can't control themselves. We always put an Everton top on underneath my uniform, but I do try to behave myself. I probably would never wait at Derby or anything, because I don't think I'd be able to, but other games, I think. Yeah, I can kind of control myself.
No, it wouldn't look good, a paramedic being thrown out of a Derby game, would it, with an Everton shirt?
No, refusing to go to someone who's collapsed because Everton had a penalty.
I'd like to talk about managers now, Simon. What managers have been in charge since you've been supporting Everton?
The first manager was Gordon Lee. Yeah. That's one that rings the bell. I think obviously Howard Kendall managed, I think, three times, isn't he? Mike Walker, Joe Royal, Colin Harvey. So there's been probably about eight or nine. And obviously Davey Moyes for the last 8 years, isn't it? Yeah.
Have you got any favourites amongst that?
Well, Al Kendall, isn't it's got to be. Yeah. You know, Everton through and through, and brought us all the dreams that we wanted at the time. And Davey Moyes now is, you know.
Are you hopeful that he'll bring success to Everton?
Yeah, I mean, it's going the right direction. I don't think it's as easy as it was when Howard was in charge, because, you know, the money wasn't so prevalent. And if you found good players, you know, and you gelled as a team, you had a good chance. But top teams now, if they're not playing well, he's going to spend 40 million on someone to make them play. So I think Dave, with all the money, he's got is just expense. He's doing a good job, I think.
As you've just touched on there, Everton are not up there with the big boys financially. So how important do you think it is to run academies, develop their own talent?
Really important, as it's proven with players that we've got coming through. We haven't got a large budget. So the likes of Jack Rodwell, Vaughan and Achebe, you know, really integral. We're going to be integral players. The main thing is trying to keep holding them, isn't it? That's, you know, it's like bringing them through. We've only had them for 2 years and sell them. Okay, you're getting the income, but you don't want to be a feeder club either.
You think if they did gain success, they won a trophy and ended in the Champions League, that these players are more likely to stay?
Oh yeah, I would have thought so. I don't think these players go out with the ambition of wanting to play for anybody else but Everton when they break through. But if Everton could compete at the top level, then they'd want to stay. They've got a chance of winning things. But
yeah. Going back to your actual spectating, have you got a memorable match, one that really sticks out in your mind?
A memorable match.
Is it a cup tie or a league or something that might have just happened in the game which made you think, oh, you know, it's always in my mind, that game, for that reason?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate to go to lots of derbies and lots of games. I remember first derby, I think, that off the top of my head that I remember us winning was when Cadamatri scored. That rings out. But probably my most memorable game is, oddly enough, it was an away match at Manchester United. It wasn't even a win, it was a 2-2 draw, but it was when they were flying United at the time, and it was when Big Doug got two, and I was in the way end, and we were winning 2-0 at half time, and then we got backs against the wall and we got to 2. But I just remember that game being fine. It was one of my first away experiences as well, and it was a different sensation. Brilliant.
Yeah. In the period that you've been going to a match from when you went with your dad in the early 80s to now, how do you think the match going experience has changed, if at all?
Well, yeah, it's different now because I've got to drive. I live in Billings as well, which is, you know, so I don't Whereas I used to live in Highton, we used to go with our friends and we used to get the bus and you'd have a few pints in the Hermitage before the game. Now, with having a family and moving away, I take myself in the car. So it has changed a lot. Like, don't tend to go out as much after the game now. But still got the same enthusiasm when I'm at the match. Yeah, so it has changed. It's not like it was when I was a kid.
You look at the price when you of going to the match in the 80s compared to how much it costs now. You know, what do you think of that? What do you think the reasons are?
Well, it's just trying to compete, isn't it? I think you know, players' wages have increased. You know, obviously, just the cost of living's increased. You know, you've got to try and. You know, if you're going to be a Premier League club, you've got to try and fund it. And Everton's, you know, they haven't got a great deal of revenue coming from massive sponsorship or, you know, Arab owners. It's, you know, still relying on fans to pay. I mean, when I first started going with my friends, it was, I think I was a junior Evertonian, so that's, I think that was a £10 for the year to get a card, and then it was a pound to get in. You know, and I'm not on my own.
Times have changed.
20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the game, do you do anything at half time? Do you have any half time food or a drink or a bet or anything?
No, I tend to have a bet before the game.
This is, well, generally first goal scorer.
Yeah, generally first goal scorer and a result. But half time, no, don't tend to. Just tend to stand up and have a gap in there.
Mm-hmm. So basically, What has changed really is the cost of going, isn't it? That's what would you say the main cost, the main change is.
I mean, the season ticket. Yeah, I mean, it cost me £500 for my season ticket now. That's a lot of money, especially with me doing shifts. I mean, I only went to about 7 or 8 home games last year.
It's expensive.
In
the time you've been going, Sam, do you think the ground itself has changed much? Do you think the club have done much to the ground to improve it?
The ground itself, I mean, obviously I sit in the Gladys Street and that just hasn't changed, I don't think, from 1880. I think it's the same. I mean, obviously the park end's been done up and that looks really good, and I think when Bill Kenwright came in, he changed the interchange of like all the blue around the ground and the flags outside and stuff, so that's really good. But in terms of structure, apart from the park end, now it's pretty much as it's always been.
So since you've been going to the match, has it been terraces or has it always been seating?
No, it was terraces initially with the fences at the front. And then
did you ever stand on the terrace?
Yeah, I used to stand on the lower Gladys Street, yeah.
Do you think it's better now to have all season and terraces?
Yeah, I think it's better. I do think it's better. I mean, you can, you know, it's better now if you took your kids and stuff. You know, if you go on the lower Gladys Street, you know they're not going to have to stand behind someone. And, you know, it's comfortable for them and it's safer as well.
I mean, when you do go to the match, and it may be an important match, and I know you want Everton to win every game, but this is a particularly important game. Would you have any ritual before you would go? Then that you do?
No, not really. Just stay. No. Just get more. You know, it's a big game because you get nervous. You get more tense, and you know, if it's no disrespect, but if you sat in the upper Gladys Street and you're watching every, you know, first bowl or something, then you tend just to sort of catch up with your mates for the first 15 minutes and have a gab. If it's a big game, you're right at it, and you know, you're right up freak if you are going.
Yeah. So leading on to that, then, what does the derby game mean to you? Does that bring out?
I don't know. I just think it's a horrible game, the derby. I don't think anybody likes it really. I mean, I've got friends who've got season tickets to go to the game with who don't even go. They'll go and lock themselves in the bathroom, or they won't even go to the game. It's just it's such a big match. I know it shouldn't be. It's not the be all and end all to a season, of course not. But it is a big game, massive game.
If they don't win, are you disappointed for?
Oh yeah,
a period.
Yeah, a good week. You know, it takes to get out of your system. It's horrible.
And the juxtaposition if they do win.
Oh, it's fantastic, yeah. You know, phone the wife, tell them not coming home, going out for a pint afterwards. It's fabulous if we win. Match of the Day gets taped and rewatched about 6 times.
So, what you're basically saying is that you don't really enjoy the derby, but you really enjoy a win.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I suppose I could say that about any game. Beat anybody, it's fabulous, but obviously it's extra sweeter. It's the derby.
Yeah. You talked about going to see Manchester United away earlier on. Have you been to any other away games?
Yeah, I've been to, not loads, but I've been to quite a few. I've been to Middlesbrough, went to Blackburn, Coventry, Anfield. I've been to Anfield a few times.
The furthest away match is Wembley.
Oh yeah, went to Wembley last year, the semi-final, played United.
And what was your experience of that?
Oh, it was a good day, yeah, fabulous, really hot, quite tribal actually. It was fantastic going down on the train, and don't really remember a great deal of the game, a bit worse for wear, but yeah, I remember the penalty shootout, that was fabulous. So yeah, it was a great day. Obviously it was made extra sweeter by winning, but I think regardless of that, it still would have been a fabulous
day. A good experience.
Yeah, brilliant.
Would you say that's your favourite away ground then, based on that experience?
Yeah, one of them. I mean, I wish I'd have got to go to the old Wembley, because I thought the new Wembley was fantastic, but again, it was just like a new ground. It could have been an Old Trafford, or you know, probably my favourite away ground, because it was the most important game, was against Blackburn, and we won 2-1 back at Yoko, got two, and it was a 6-pointer, about 3 games to go before the end of the season, and it was whoever got beat would probably go down. I forget what year it was, probably mid-90s. Back at Yoko.
Very important win.
Oh, it was massive. Back at Yoko, got two. Yeah. So that was massive, yeah.
It's being muted, talking about Everton Liverpool, it's being muted all the time about a ground share. What are your feelings on a ground share?
I just don't think I can see people's points and why commercially it would be a good idea, but it just wouldn't work. I just think there's too much history between the clubs, and you want to keep your own identity as well.
But when people talk about the San Siro, for instance, in Milan, and that appears to work, why wouldn't it work in Liverpool?
I'm not sure. I just think it wouldn't work because the fans are different, I think, and I just think they want to keep their own identity. I can't speak for Milan and what their fans feel, but I don't suppose a large section of their fans are overly happy with sharing a stadium with Inter or AC. I think it's just something that you need to keep your own identity. You know, yeah. Things change in football. If Everton, you know, touch wood, start winning cups and titles and stuff, then they'll want their own stadium. They'll be able to fill their own stadium. They won't want to share with Liverpool and vice versa.
So you think if that was done, that would be the end of, you know, they'd never be able to reverse that decision?
I don't think so. I think once it's done, isn't it? And you know, why would they want to reverse? Because then who would it be? Who would say, well, Liverpool are going to spend $300 million on a new stadium, but you can have this one, Everton, you know, for nothing. It would just never happen.
So don't you think there'd be no monetary advantage in doing this in this ground share? Both teams are pretty short of money, aren't they? So wouldn't there be any advantage to them to actually have a ground share?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. For every, you know, every possible, you know, reason and every argument would suggest that it's got to be the right thing to do. Revenue, wages, stop the club going into debt. You know, I can't find a rational argument for it. But it's not rational. I don't want them to share because I love Everton. And
it's emotional.
It's emotional, yeah. And from a business point of view, of course, it makes sense. But from a fan point of view, it could never happen.
Yeah. So you don't think it ever will happen then? It'll never get off the ground?
I won't say it will ever. It won't ever. I mean, at the end of the day, if you know, people who own the club want to do it, then there's not a great deal fans can do about it, isn't there? You can stamp their feet and petition it and do whatever, but I think there'd be a lot of opposition to it, put it that way, I think.
Yeah, that leaves me on. We're talking about money. Since you started going, and I remember in the period you started going, there were no Everton shops really. Shirts were a couple of pound, and now they're £40, £50 for children's shirts. So do you think the whole ball game of football has become too commercial.
Yeah, I do. I think it's outpricing normal fans. I mean, just for instance, I went looking for a kit for my daughter. She only two the other day, and it was like £33 for a kit that she might, you know, she's only two. She's going to grow out of it in probably about 3-4 months. So I think, you know, you have to play fair there. Really, I think they need to reduce the price of, you know, merchandise like that.
Do you think the clubs are more interested in getting money off the fans and more so than trying to develop sponsorship?
I just think it isn't a problem. It's just associated with Everton, is it? It's every club, you know, as the same price. You know, that's just how much things are these days, aren't they? That's how much they charge. Enough people buy them, so why are they not going to, you know, charge that price? I mean, Everton try their best, I'm sure, to get sponsorship, you know, and they do, don't they? But, you know, we've got a Chinese sponsor, but it's difficult, especially when you're competing with all the clubs as well.
Do you think that the problem is it's the players who are taking most of the money out of the game?
Yeah, players get a, you know, a fantastic wage, but then I suppose the players are the ones you go and watch, aren't they? So I think they're probably entitled to the cut of the money. It's the agents, isn't it, and the administrators and all the other people that, you know, get this money. They're entitled to it, but I would never begrudge, you know, why not, if in the climate, if that's what clubs are willing to pay, then why shouldn't the players get the majority of that money? They should, you know.
Can you see the fans being outpriced in the end?
No, I can never see a time when it will come to that, because fans are, you know, fanatical, aren't they? They'll pay whatever it, you know. Everton still, you know, I moan about a £500 season ticket, but they still get sold. Everton's full most home games, so I can't see there having to be a time when it'll be outpriced.
Right. You've been going for a number of seasons to the match now, Simon. Any facts or stories that maybe other people haven't heard? You know, your experience of going to the match, experience at the match, experience after the match, even. That maybe something, you know, you bumped into a player or.
I've been to a few. I remember going to a home game. Again, it was when Duncan was at his peak. And he was everyone's favourite player. He was just a legend. And I remember going, watching Everton. I think it was the day we beat Bolton, and he got a hat-trick. And we all went out after the game, me and my mates. And we ended up down Matthew Street. And at about 1 o'clock in the morning, stumbling down there. And there was a bar. And it was all open fronted with like a balcony at the front. I forget the name of it. Anyway, there was a few people in front of us. Me and my friend just spotted Big Dunk at the back of this bar, so we were all Duncan Ferguson in the middle of Matthew Street at 1 in the morning. And then he comes balancing through, knocking people left, right and centre with a bottle of Beck's in one hand and a cig in the other. And he come out onto the balcony and was like, it was fantastic, and he was signing me hand and he signed my mate's chest, and it was just really good. He was just proper tribal with Duncan. It was brilliant. So that was probably my fondest like memory of
I've meeting a player.
Yeah.
Good memory of that. I think all I can do, Si, is thanks very much for this interview.
And no, it was interesting.
See you soon. Why not? Switch it off. How long have we done?
23 minutes.
Oh, more than that to do, but
it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a good part, wasn't it? Mm.
Three minutes, I think we'll do that. See you later.